Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios.
You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome to the Nation!
Big 12 Media Day is happening right now. And we've got some college football to talk about along with the updated lists that are always being cranked out, top 25s, under 25 in the NFL. You've got the cornerbacks being voted by the execs, coaches, scouts. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, the Super Bowl champion scout himself, Brian Broaddus. We had Eric Schiaffalo, Gavin Dawson on vacation. As he would say, send that man some love on socials. Lucius Alexander back in master control. Austin Nix coordinating your video. We love you. Thank you for rocking with us on this Tolo Tuesday as we're live from the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field. Tomorrow it is Dollar Hot Dog Night. Who doesn't love Dollar Hot Dog Night as the Rangers take on the Angels? They begin the series tonight. DeGrom on the bump. Wyatt Langford sliding catch bobblehead is Thursday. First 10,000 fans get that. And on Friday, Hawaiian Shirt Night presented by Baker Brothers. Oh, sign me up for a good Hawaiian shirt. That sounds incredible.
I think you and Corey Majors would dominate Hawaiian Shirt Night here at Globe Life.
Should I just only rock the Hawaiian shirts when we go out to Oxnard?
That might not be a bad play.
I'd probably have to buy several.
Kind of like Andy Reid.
Yeah, channel your inner Andy.
I think it's a good look for the big dude.
Hmm.
Or are we just trying to hide our large
bodies?
It's
just kind of like you're quitting.
I feel like I have.
If you're wearing the Hawaiian shirt, you're just kind of quitting.
I think I've quit.
Really? I think you're vibing hard. Like you're channeling positive vibes.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing.
Just happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodwill.
Like you can't be upset in a Hawaiian shirt. Like it's all smiles and
Brian is looking at you like, dude, what are you talking about?
I'm just
about
trying right to now? Think about like the Hawaiian shirt, yeah, but isn't it kind of a give up?
You could say that.
It's cozy.
You could say that, but I mean, it is still a button up. Like, what is a T-shirt? Isn't a T-shirt a give up? Like, what isn't a give up?
It's got a collar. I feel like if you're rocking a collar, you're not giving up.
It's just like every time, like, you see somebody in a Hawaiian shirt that looks just massive.
It's like, this guy's having a good time.
Well, it's tough to find stuff that fits us.
And he knows his body.
You know?
This is a guy with self-awareness.
I'm the same way, but big and tall, right?
I guess.
You go to the big and tall place.
I still like to think of myself as
small. I always feel like that if you go to a store. Like you go to a regular men's clothing store and you walk in and trust me, I'd love to just buy something off the rack.
Mm-hmm.
But like when they say men's clothing store and then they go, oh, well, here's the big sizes. It's got like 10 Hawaiian shirts over there. They're like saying they're like tagging you as, hey, big fat
shirt
guy.
Shirt for fat people.
Put on the Hawaiian shirt over here.
Yeah. Kind of just leaning into it. And
it's like they don't have any shirts that like, oh, wait, that's a nice men's dress shirt there.
Yeah.
Look at that 56 long jacket there.
So we all close our eyes right now and we imagine a human being wearing a Hawaiian shirt and we all think of a fat person wearing
Andy Reid. Instantly.
100% of the
100%.
Time. Yeah.
100%.
I thought of the small guy in me wearing that.
There you go.
But I know that I'm a big guy.
Post-Soda Wolchuk.
Yeah. I thought about during Soda Wolchuk. But the Hawaiian shirt is a give up from the 214. They agree with you. Wearing sunglasses indoors doesn't make sense to me, which I guess.
Eric, you need to tell me the situation.
I've gotten used to it, and I kind of like it. I think now it'd be weird to see you without the sunglasses on.
Yeah. I'm committed to it now 100%. I'm all of a sudden, I used to get migraines back in like middle school and high school, and then they just vanished. I didn't get it for 15, 16 years. And then all of a sudden in the last 2 months, I've been stricken with two different migraines, and they are debilitating.
Man.
And it starts with like a vision impairment thing. Mm-hmm. And it was the one day I wore no sunglasses in the studio with our new bright lights mm-hmm. that we have in there. And that night, I got the migraine. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I said, okay, full stop. I'm just going to be glasses guy.
I just figured out this week, and I have to have cataract surgery in both my eyes.
Yeah, that's
I'm trying to get this done before training camp.
You're trying to get it done before camp?
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's what you get for going to the doctor, man. If you just avoid the doctor, you don't even know.
My girlfriend Michelle's listening, and she's so proud of me for like going and. But every time I go to these doctors now, it's costing me like $5,000.
Oh, 100%. I go, it's like, okay, here you go. Here's a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, hundreds of dollars.
Two back-to-back incredible rebuttals from the 817
about
on the Hawaiian
shirts.
When you close your eyes and think of somebody in a Hawaiian shirt, a lot of people are thinking about Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Not fat, high T levels, great mustache.
Yes.
And bad shorts.
817.
We wore bad shorts in the 80s.
Super high up.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically have like
it was embarrassing. You need a roll of quarters down there, you know.
Testicles
the shorts were so bad.
It's a bad look.
We did. We had some really bad looks in the
80s. Okay, let's do it. Let's go ahead and hit our football fix right now.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side.
Left side.
Wrong side.
Left side.
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Him.
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
All right, here is your college football updates. Joey McGuire and Texas Tech have taken the podium there at Big 12 Media Days. Probably get on Ari Temkin coming up this week. Hell, maybe we'll get Joey back on the show.
That'd be great. Matter of fact, Jacob Ray.
Yep, Texas
we
work Tech
for, and Jacob does some work with us over at Crown. I said, hey, let me just send a text to Coach McGuire. And you go up and say hello to him because he's out there at media. He's covering his first media day.
He goes, good for you, Jacob.
And so I just got a text back. He goes, oh, my gosh, I can't tell you how neat that was. So nice for Jacob. And Coach McGuire is
nice
such a good
ever.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's like, he texts me back. He goes, oh, I really enjoyed meeting your friend. I'm happy he's an alum, you know, this and that and the other. But, yeah, I'm glad that those guys got to hook it up.
Yeah, I guess there were some tense moments between Brett Yormark while there was a Q&A going on. Oh. We got to get Ari's out there. I'm sure I'll try and get Ari on the show for us tomorrow or Thursday because I'm fascinated by what's going on with Texas Tech. But Joey McGuire did say that Will Hammond likely in line to start week one for them.
Knee injury with the guy?
ACL.
Yeah.
He said he's likely in line to start week one. And, hey, if he didn't get hurt, he'd have been the starter for us anyway, which I think was kind of alleging like we might not have been super aggressive to go and get Sorsby. I don't know. That might be a little bit of PR there. But regardless, I do think Will Hammond's super talented, and I'd love to see what he's able to do. All right, here CBS Sports has put out the top 25 players under 25 list. Now, the Cowboys for a while dominated this. They now have just one player on it, and it is indeed George Pickens. He's 18 on the list. George Pickens had long been considered one of the league's most talented young receivers, but his reputation skyrocketed after the Cowboys signed him, traded for him. During his first season in Dallas, we know career highs across the board. Pickens is arguably the best deep ball receiver in the league, as his 52 receptions on deep balls, 20-plus air yards, are the most since he entered the NFL in 2022. The Cowboys placed the tag on Pickens, and if he has another season like he did, he could command top of the market money next season. Now, that leads me to another topic that I saw earlier today, as one executive is saying these salaries have just gotten totally out of hand for wide receivers. And I wonder, do we see the correction coming, fellas, to where the wide receiver market, all of a sudden it's booming, you're getting over $40 million, and maybe it is with George Pickens, and after you get guys like Christian Watson, Alec Pierce, and others just getting crazy, crazy high salaries, do we see a correction with the wide receiver market coming up?
I don't know that I do. I think that there are so many top flight dudes. And who was the latest to get theirs? Was it Jaxon Smith?
It was Jaxon Smith and Jigba.
And what did he do? He reset the market.
Yeah.
So I don't.
But that could be the point. There's so many of these guys. Is it easier to find replacement level players? And I guess.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
The one AFC executive who was talking with Jeremy Fowler of ESPN was saying, you know, are you looking at JSN? He's amazing, but is he more than twice as valuable as a player like Christian McCaffrey, who's making $19 million a year as a running back? It is kind of wild how just the difference is now at positional value for certain groups and how these salaries are booming. Now, maybe Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs end up like getting closer to that. But it was interesting that at least you have one AFC exec talking about, like, you look back, paying $17 or $18 million a year. Heck, it wasn't long ago, Amari Cooper got, what, $20 million a year?
Yeah.
We're like, okay, that's big money. Now it's $41, $42?
Yeah.
Bananas.
It is, but, I mean, good point, the 9-4, like, the salary cap keeps going up.
Sure.
And when you get these top-flight guys, it's hard to imagine that they are going to be able to stomach the idea of knowing that they are one of the best receivers in the league. And, I mean, is every team – there's not going to be one team that's like, okay, nobody else wants to pay him that. I will, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where it'd be similar to
Dak. It only takes
Dak.
One team every time.
You know, because Dak made the 60, and then it was like nobody else – it was 55, right? No other teams were going up to meet that mark. So I think it would have to be something – similar to that, where it's like, okay, JSN makes 40 plus, but the rest of the league's now saying, like, we got to stop this, and it's, we'll give you 35, but we're not going up over that type of deal.
Yeah.
Just to think, like, what other position group have we maybe seen? It just didn't keep going up and up and up, and the league said, like, we got to stop here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We this is getting too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if players like these quarterbacks, I mean, I guess you get to a point where you're making so much that you're willing to just slot in right, you know, just under that number. But like the percentage of the salary cap, I think, is the big thing. And it's like, yeah, it's just all about the percentage
of
the
cap.
No,
you're right. That's what these agents are arguing for now.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. We need a quarterback salary cap.
I agree with you.
We need a quarterback salary cap separate from the actual salary cap itself. We need one.
Yeah. I think that would help a lot.
Because it's, you know, that's the one to me, you know, and it, for a while there, Dak held the number at 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, how long would it take? 2 years?
I think three.
Two, 3 years?
Yeah, yeah. And now Mahomes finally.
Here we go. You know, it's going to get to the point where, you know, like, you know, I don't want to hear the excuse anymore, well, we're paying our quarterback. I don't want to hear that anymore, that we can't do things because we're paying a quarterback. Just have the quarterback separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let that be a separate from the, and then that way you can honestly negotiate and build your team the best way, and you're not skimping on players.
Yeah, and it'd be good for the rest of the players.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely, you know, like instead of having like, oh, we got a bunch of bottom of the roster guys that we had to get on 1 year deals for, you know, $600,000. We can go out and get some like legitimate players. We don't have to go cheap. So bring me the quarterback salary cap separate from the actual cap for the other players, the other roster players.
All right, the Cowboys did not have a corner in the top 10 of the execs, coaches, scouts, and coaches.
That's an upset.
I said them all. No, they didn't. It's an upset. I agree. Number one, not a surprise, was Pat Surtain of the Denver Broncos.
Again, the funny thing to look
at, just where the lowest ranking is.
The lowest ranking. Somebody in the NFL thinks Pat Surtain is the fifth best corner in the league.
Yeah, 1-5. Last year, he was 1. So back-to-back years, he's holding down the number 1 spot. Then you've got Derek Stingley Jr. with the Texans. Highest ranking was 1. Lowest ranking was 6. Last year, he was 2. So your top two corners in the league remain the same. Christian Gonzalez, locally from the Colony. New England Patriots, highest ranking 2. Lowest ranking was 10. But last year, he was 6, so he jumped up from 6 to number 3. On this list, Devin Witherspoon of the Seahawks comes in at 4. His highest ranking was 3, lowest ranking 9. You got 8 better corners than Devin Witherspoon. That's crazy. But congratulations to him, 10-4 on this jump.
And that's another one of those guys now where you're starting to see the change of the landscape here, because usually it was always just boundary corner, boundary corner, boundary corner. And Witherspoon is a guy that goes inside and out, and that's becoming much more.
Very valuable.
Yeah, super valuable.
100%. There it is again. Trent McDuffie, highest ranking 3, now with the Rams, formerly the Chiefs. Lowest ranking unranked for Trent McDuffie. Last year he was 4, so he drops a spot from 4 to 5. Quinyon Mitchell of the Eagles, highest ranking was 3, lowest ranking unranked, Eric. Last year he was 9. He moved up to 3 this year.
It's so funny that somebody would think Quinyon Mitchell is not a top 10 corner in the NFL.
I know. It's amazing. 7 is Denzel Ward of the Browns. Highest ranking was 2. Lowest ranking was unranked. Last year he was 3. So he's got the biggest fall on this list from 3 to 7. J.C. Horn of the Carolina Panthers comes in at number 8. Our old buddy on the nosebleed. CT was an awesome interview when he was coming out of the draft. Highest ranking 3 on this list. Lowest ranking unranked. He moved from 7 to 8. Sauce.
I love the J.C. Horn physicality.
Yeah.
Like that dude.
He's a gambler, and he'll give up, but his size, the competitiveness, absolute toughness.
Willing to stick his nose in it, dude. Like, yeah, go ahead. Send your fullback my way. And I'll collide with him.
Just had a career-high 5 picks, tied for first among corners last year. Sauce Gardner slid from 5 to 9 in these rankings. His highest ranking was 5. Lowest was unranked. Then Cooper DeJean of the Eagles. Highest ranking 3. Lowest ranking unranked. He was unranked last year on this list. Honorable mentions, Kamari Laster of the Texans. Joey Porter Jr. of the Steelers, who I think should be in on this. I'd put him over DeJean as a pure corner. Jalen Johnson of the Bears and A.J. Terrell of the Falcons. Deron Bland did receive a vote, though.
What?
So you did get a Cowboys corner getting a vote. Yep, Deron Bland. I guess that exec feels like, hey, Bland's still a good player. He was just banged up and hurt last year. This was the craziest story I read all day per ESPN Seth Wickersham. Did you see this about Sean Payton?
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Wickersham got to be with the Broncos during their playoff run last year and just document everything he saw.
He did dope, but he had an idea that never came to fruition entering the 24th season, in which Bill Belichick would have stepped in as head coach long enough to just surpass Don Shula's NFL record for most wins. So the quote from the article is, when Belichick and the Patriots divorced in 2024, Payton considered presenting Broncos owner Greg Penner a proposal for the ages. Just hire Bill Belichick as head coach until he gets 15 wins, which is enough to break Shula's record of 347. Then Sean Payton would temporarily step down to assistant head coach and run the offense, then move back after Belichick became the all-time leader in the end. It was just too complicated and maybe too fanciful, writes Walder. But that is freaking crazy.
I would have loved to have seen that. It just feels... It feels sort of patronizing for Belichick.
In
like, hey, we're just gonna like we're gonna gift this to you and like just grant your wish. And
do you think Belichick would take that?
I don't. I don't know that
I feel
he
like he's too prideful.
Yes,
I think you're right. I think it would be like he'd be, now. I think as a football fan, to get two of the like one of the best defensive minds ever.
Right.
And then off like Sean Payton just being essentially the OC for Bill Belichick.
It would be awesome.
That would be incredible. Like if you're building a coaching staff, that might kind of be one of the top dream coaching staffs right there. But gosh, competitively, I don't know that I've ever heard something quite like that. Like I'll step aside and I'll let this other guy come in, do my job. I'll be on the staff still, but I want him to get his 15 wins. You know?
Yeah.
It's in such an alpha sport, and these coaches are also alphas, and they can fix all of these players.
Are they super close? Are Payton and Belichick super close?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they must be for Peyton to be willing to do something like this. But, yes, it's hard to imagine that Belichick would have wanted to.
Crazy.
And it almost feels like there would have been an asterisk on there. Mm-hmm. Like Don Shula's family would have been like, nah.
He didn't really do this.
That ain't the real one.
Yeah, you weren't even the real head coach. You had to have Sean Payton go ahead and help you out there. All right, there's our football fix. We'll get more into the football talk coming up on a little bit later in the program. But where are we going next, Eric?
Well, let's do a little NFL here, bold NFL predictions, and let's grade this National Cowboys take next in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.